Hello, everyone, and welcome into another Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thank you so much for joining me. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And in that Twitter bio, you will find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. We're looking to grow the community, and we'd love you to be a part of it. So please come on down, join up. Let's talk some hockey, and we'll just have fun doing it. You know, it's kind of the dog days, if you will, right now. And so it's always nice to have some friends, even if they're virtual, which pretty much all your friends are virtual these days, just to bounce some things off of. So we look forward to having you join us. And again, that link is in my Twitter bio at Callahan on Air. I don't know if you're familiar with the Jersey site Aesthetics. Aesthetics deals specifically with hockey jerseys, and it's interesting. You'll see some people who are very good, very gifted graphic artists post their fantasy jerseys or reimagining of NHL and minor league sweaters. And sometimes there is indeed jersey news that breaks on aesthetics.com. So it was interesting to me to see a couple of jersey leaks that have come out over the last several days for the Penguins, Flyers, Golden Knights, and Anaheim Ducks. And it's interesting because it's a retro look and or design for a lot of these teams for a series that is coming up this year, whenever we end up getting back to play, and it's called the NHL's Reverse Retro Designs. So if you take a look, we'll start in the Western Conference. The Anaheim Ducks, if you remember the Wild Wing jerseys, and a lot of people do remember the Wild Wing jerseys, that's what it is. It's the old Wild Wing jersey coming back just with orange for the body. The teal and eggplant is gone, and it's replaced with the current Ducks colors. But sure enough, there's Wild Wing busting out of the ice at the bottom of the jersey. I was never a huge fan of these. I much prefer the LA Kings Burger King jerseys, but that's an argument for another time. Meanwhile, Vegas, not having any jerseys to throw back to, because they've only been around a couple of years, essentially, if these rumors prove to be accurate, have taken the body of the old Las Vegas Thunder jerseys from the IHL days and recolored them. The main body is red, which is the only color in their color wheel they haven't used for a jersey yet, and it features as the crest the secondary logo. I love that move. I was actually kind of hoping they would do that with their gold third jerseys they just unveiled. The primary logo moves to the shoulders as a shoulder patch, and of course, the jerseys will be Adidas'd up, shall we say. These are only mock-ups. These are not true photos of the jerseys that are appearing on aesthetics.com. But I like the red for Vegas. I think it's nice to use all four of their colors. I like the use of the secondary logo. And you know what? I think Wild Wing actually looks better in orange and black than he did in teal and eggplant. Pittsburgh is going back to the old spelled out Pittsburgh on the front, white jerseys, where you know how the Rangers have it running down from the right shoulder to the left hip. That's the look they may be going back to. And Philadelphia has kind of an interesting color combination for theirs as well. You know, anything that's a little different or new, kind of a look for the fans to get into, I don't mind. I don't mind. Some people think it's gimmicky marketing. But let's face it, if you're a fan of the team, you're always looking for something new, something different. You always want to replace that hoodie you have or that hat that's worn out or a new T-shirt or get a new jersey just to have a different look. And there will be more teams, I bet, that we see leaks from. But right now, those are the ones that are out there on aesthetics. And I don't mind it. I also see that these teams are throwing it back to the 90s, which also makes sense to me because those kids of the 90s who grew up then and maybe were in single digits or maybe just preteens or whatever, these are the jerseys they remember from their fandom. And they can get excited about it because it's either a recolor or a rebranding of those vintage jerseys. And I think they're going to move because now these are young adults with disposable income and jobs. So I think it's actually a great move by the NHL to reignite that passion in that fan base. And as these young fans, these young adult fans, begin to have families, that's where you can kind of share this with your kid. If you're a Mighty Ducks fan and you grew up and you love that Wild Wing jersey, and now you can say to your kid, hey, they're the Anaheim Ducks now, but look, buddy, you and I have the same jersey. And I think that you can make that connection. It's something that is really interesting to me that the NHL's doing. But I like it, and I don't mind it at all. So always interested to hear your thoughts as well. And we do talk about these things over on the Discord, so please join us over there. But you know what? I'm in favor. Let's just market the game as best we can, grow the game as best we can. This game will be best when it is played by everyone, is accessible to everyone. And that's just how it should be, hockey on a global stage. All right, that'll do it for another Tiny Biscuits. Although Talking Puck TV is currently on hiatus, the podcast will continue. And then Mike Haynes and I plan on being back for next season, whenever that turns out to be. Whenever we know there's a training camp and a start date, Mike and I will be there breaking it all down for you. All right, thanks everybody. If you like the podcast, please subscribe. And again, we'll see you all over on the Discord. Tom Callahan saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.